Oasis Audio presents Hashtag Organic Jesus by Scott Douglas. Read for you by Brandon Batchelor. Start here. For bonus content, download the free app, www.organicjesus.com/app, or visit www.organicjesus.com. Connect here. Twitter, @Scott_Douglas, Instagram, @TheScottDouglas, Pinterest, Pinterest.com/Scott_Douglas, Facebook, Facebook.com/AuthorScottDouglas, LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com/in/AuthorScottDouglas, and everywhere else at www.organicjesus.com/sharing-is-caring. Introduction. Organic Jesus. #FaithMisadventures. It used to be easier, before distractions and questions and doubts, before I forgot which way was up and which way was down. It was easier then, and it can be easier again. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go back. Back before the wrong directions. Back to when things were right. There were thousands there that day. It was a larger audience than any baseball game I had seen in the same venue. I was 7, and the fierce preacher in the middle of the stadium spoke boldly about the person I had grown up hearing about every night before bed. The preacher was Billy Graham, and this was his 1985 crusade at Anaheim Stadium. As his sermon wound down and he began talking about knowing Christ personally, my mom and a woman from church asked my brother and me if we'd like to go onto the field and accept Jesus Christ. My brother answered with an energetic yes, and I also quickly agreed. He was my older brother, and I'd have followed him anywhere. Hundreds, perhaps even thousands, joined us on the field where we prayed. I was too young then to realize the consequence of my decision, too young to know that there would come temptation, confusion, and even doubt. All I knew was that this Jesus guy I had heard so much about could be known even better, and why wouldn't I want that? Nearly 20 years later, in 2004, an aging Billy Graham was on the last legs of his public ministry. I heard he was speaking at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, and I couldn't resist attending. Just as before, the stadium was filled to capacity with thousands of seekers, doubters, and believers, all there to see this great preacher who had delivered his message to audiences around the world. But times had changed, for both Graham and me. Graham was now in his 80s. Parkinson's disease had taken a noticeable toll, and his voice and stance were frail. But the energy was still there. I was now in my 20s. I was still a believer, but I had been raised in a generation that questioned everything and trusted no one. The Christ that I had accepted nearly 20 years before wasn't so simple anymore. My childhood, my entire life, had been spent in what some have called a hotbed of fundamental or evangelical Christianity, Orange County, California. Christianity in my youth wasn't just the right choice, it was the only choice. Anyone who believed in anything else was crazy, or at least wasn't thinking logically. That Christianity worked in high school, but in college it got a little trickier. I began to hear from professors who gave a reason to be skeptical of belief, and it was one that, in academia, seemed to be unanimously accepted. The older I got and the longer I studied, the more I saw that the Christianity of my childhood had holes in it that I had previously not seen. I didn't doubt my faith, but as I entered my 30s, I started to feel troubled by it. I felt like I was looking at a two-dimensional Jesus, and I needed to find the next layer in order to hold on to faith. A WikiBreak side note. A note to the listener. I get it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?